Hey, it's Joe Manager speaking. We're shortly arriving into Birmingham International.
So Joe, earlier you were on HS1, now we're travelling along the next phase up here in the West Midlands between Birmingham and London. Now we've just come down from Grand Central, which was built precisely because of the capacity crisis on our railway. Surely from a purely practical point of view, you can see that there's a need for this.
Well, the new station here on New Street has absolutely nothing to do with capacity whatsoever. They've just tarted up the building upstairs, making it, you know, basically a shopping plaza. They did nothing in terms of capacity. The number of tracks down here, the number of platforms down here is exactly the same. It's real short-sightedness. You spent millions of pounds on this station and not added one seat in terms of capacity. Rail uses have gone up massively in the last 20 years, but not on the long point-to-point journeys. That is the preserve of the business traveller. It's commuters who do short journeys within cities, you know, 10, 20, 15 miles. That's where you need capacity, and HS2 is going to starve the rest of the network of those funds.
Surely you can see the benefits in terms of the economy of getting people, commuters, between major cities more quickly.
Well, you don't really want to be commuting between major cities. You want to be commuting somewhere locally. What HS2 is going to do is just going to mean more people can work in London. So that's not exactly rebalancing the economy. It has nothing to do with this Northern powerhouse or this Midlands engine. You know, it's all about London, and it always has been. And we're just going past the Curzon Street station. That's a perfect example of this rubbish about regeneration. You can see the site there. It's been like that, derelict, for about 10 years now. HS2 has actually stalled regeneration, because in the background you can see those new buildings for Birmingham City University. They were going to have that entire plot, what's going to be the HS2 station. That redevelopment would have already have happened by now if it wasn't for HS2. And in terms of disruption, this is going to cause havoc on the roads. Were they building the station at near Birmingham International, that's going to cross the M6, the M42, the A45, the A452, and you're building a station all in the space of 2 miles. There's a phrase for that: years of traffic chaos.
Now, we're just going to get off the train here to meet up with Pamela Pinsky.
I'm a Digbeth resident and I also blog for Digbeth Is Good.
Pam, what have people told you about the need for new housing in this area? And what about the argument that HS2 is really all about London? Why are you so convinced that it will benefit Birmingham?
I mean, there is a risk that Birmingham just becomes a commuter town for London, yeah, that's for sure. And I think in terms of the UK economy, it needs to be a bit more balanced and not just London-centric. I think we do need to look at the regions and developing the regions for sure. But with the proposed pricing of tickets for HS2, I think that's unlikely. But £140 for a return ticket from Birmingham to London means that it's kind of pricing people out of the market almost. I mean, how much would a weekly, a monthly, yearly pass cost? And it's almost, would people want to live in Birmingham and travel all the way down to London?
Well, there's nothing wrong with building houses per se. The problem is that you're building commuter developments, and that's the issue, that you're going to end up building massive dormitory towns to feed the London economy. And this is exactly the opposite of what you need to be doing. You need to be investing in the Midlands and in the North to make the jobs in those areas and to stop relying on the financial service industry in London.